Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Steve Cochran Show, 9:09 on a Thursday morning. And just a ball of energy has just walked into the studio here by the name of Cato Kaelin.
I call it the Powerball of energy.
Yeah, there you go.
It's
worth $750 million.
Yeah, by the way, the Illinois person who won the $2 million from Joliet, Illinois.
Okay, well.
God, well, I know people in Joliet. I worked there for 4 years.
So
it's a relative.
Did you get a cut?
I hope so. If I get a cut, you can get a cut.
Well, I did actually. Real quick, I did the power, not the Powerball. I was at the Milwaukee game. I'm from Wisconsin, and I did the 50-50. I won the 50-50 for $13,000.
No,
and we gave half to charity. So yeah, it was wonderful over the Brewer game because I'm a Brewer fan.
Ooh,
Cubbies, I'm a Brewer fan.
Okay, we know that. Let's start there.
Yeah, right.
I'm following you on
favorite son.
Following you on Twitter.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. So
how far back are the Brewers, Cato?
3.5.
There you go.
Already. Oh, boy. No. Oh, we're going at it here.
Who's the guy who slides down the slide?
Bernie Brewer. Yes.
Bernie's the man, Andrea.
I know. When I was little, I thought he was cute. Now I'm like, oh, sliding down the slide again.
I want that gig. That's a sweet gig.
It actually used to be sliding into a vat of beer.
Right.
And I think it was politically incorrect. So they stopped that, which is amazing. It's Milwaukee, for goodness sakes. Slide into beer.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dave
right?
does it every weekend.
He does.
I do.
Oh,
I do. All right.
God, so I love you. How
here
did
a couple
you know
of
this?
Here a couple
perfect.
Of tweets.
I knew that because he woke up with a .08. I'm kidding. I love this guy.
He doesn't even know me.
He knows you well. He said he right. read you like a book, man.
All right. Wait a minute. I'm quoting Cato.
Colored like a book. Please. It's Cato.
Okay. Cato, yesterday, I can't deal with this inept at Brewers, Torres, Barnes, Council, list goes on. I mean, some of this stuff, don't even go to Dodger Stadium. I'm serious. Just quit now.
Barnes,
do you get a little over the top on Twitter?
No, right. Which is bad because it's all knee-jerk, which I should take like 10 seconds and not do it. But I see that we're winning most of the games. We are winning, and we continue to lose. And we have a guy on our team named Barnes. And I'm not his character. I'm just talking about as a player, I go, get rid of this guy. He's lost every game he gets into. And if you're a coach and if you're a fan and you hear the name Barnes going in, how does that not play in the player knowing that the crowd's going, oh, no, we're going to lose? And it happens every single time.
Come on. There was a little piece of you that was happy when the Cubs won the World Series last year, wasn't there?
Yeah. You know what? Okay. If anybody's going to win it, I wanted to be the Cubs. 108
right.
years. I mean, yeah, because the Brewers aren't in it. So I was definitely rooting the Cubs. Yeah. Not this year. Now I'm rooting Brewers because we're 3.5 back. We got a chance, Mark.
Do you think you could handle it if you were at Miller Park and there's like 85% Cub fans? Like you're just a complete minority in your own ballpark. Which, by the way, I think that's wrong. I feel pain for you guys that way, but it's tough. Do you think you could handle being like a lone Brewer fan in your own ballpark?
I am a lone Brewer fan in my own park because people are ready to beat me up when I do the tweets. But the thing is, the following is getting where people are starting to. I don't know if you saw the shift from April to now. I'd say it went from, 25% people liking my tweets. Now it's definitely at 95% and 5% are going, he's wrong. 95% are starting to go, he's been right on everything. And by the way, I've made these predictions before. I really have made predictions. They have all come true
right.
with all the pitchers who's bad. If we're going to lose, I predicted a sweep when we did Minnesota. Anyways, we won't talk. I'm wearing a jock right now.
Yeah.
Does that turn anybody on, Andrea?
I'm fine
right
with that.
With
I'm fine with it. But your approval ratings are like reverse of the political side right now. Yours are going up, and it seems that everyone else's is going down.
Oh, in the politics.
In the politics
yes.
world, yeah.
Yeah, the thing with people talking about the world first was if people thought it was flat. And then people thinking the world is not round, the whole Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And now I came to the conclusion that on many sides of politically, the world is definitely crooked. So,
yeah. That's a great way to put it.
I think it's just crooked.
The world famous Cato Kaelin is here for Wizard World Comic Con Chicago, which starts today at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center.
If you've never been to a Comic Con, go. Just to see you, of course, but
cool. Forget about me. I'm
so
telling you, it's so much fun. It's so much. And especially if you have kids and you dress them as their favorite Marvel or DC comic person, this is my 14th city. I'm touring with the show. When you see the kids in this and how they believe that they're the actual comic book character, it blows you away, and you go, "This is the most fun ever." And when we have the contest, it's my stage is America's Got Talent. Sort of, I play the role of Tyra Banks, except I have private part down. It's different, so I do this thing. We can say penis, anyways. Yeah. And so the show is the Best of Chicago. We'll have all the bands, magicians. We'll have. I think we have jugglers, anything. So mine's a continuous show from like a 9-hour day. And then you go and get your autographs of all the celebrities that are there, from Doctor Who, David Tennant, to some of the X-Men. Mm-hmm. And it's...
You're the consummate entertainer. You've done radio. You've done TV. You MC. I mean, now you have your own clothing line. You knew from a young age that this is what you wanted to do.
When I was in Wisconsin, I went to Wisconsin-Eau Claire. I played baseball. That's why I think I know baseball a little bit. I transferred to Cal State Fullerton. At that time, Fullerton had Augie Garrido, the best coach in baseball, won the World Series. I kept thinking, I'm going to be a pro. And then I got into start MCing stuff. I said, this is so much more fun.
Yeah.
And then I had a TV show, Cato and Friends in Wisconsin. So I knew that was my goal, and I'm still chasing it every day. And now I have a new one called guesthouserent.com. I'm the spokesperson worldwide for the new guesthouserent.com. Pull it up later for the commercial. You'll crack up. It's that funny.
What's the reaction people have when they meet you for the first time, having known you from the OJ case, and you became this celebrity all of a sudden? I mean, fame hits you quickly.
Yeah.
And now when you meet people, what's the reaction?
It's a question for you guys, kind of, because I've never met you before, of what your reaction is. And when I do these shows, a lot of times now they look at me and go, why do I know that guy? And it's like that look, he looks so familiar. Just going to the hotel yesterday, by the way, Marriott room 14.
Sorry, Andrew. Thanks, Kato.
So it's just the people are so kind. And it's like so they recognize it as Kato. And I think mostly they're smiling.
I think so, too. I absolutely think so, too. You had a bunch of, mainly the ladies, found out you were going to be on yesterday, and everybody's going, oh, Kato. I mean, that's got to be cool. People know you by your name.
I want names of those ladies.
I'll give you names. You got one standing right behind you. But who brings her daughters to Comic-Con every year, by the way. Oh, Stephanie Menendez, our operations manager.
Hi, Stephanie. You look great in green.
I just happen to be here.
Stephanie in the house, and she is a hottie. I wish this was TV, Stephanie.
I think that was a reaction. I think if I could even go on a limb and say you were probably one of the most positive parts of the OJ trial, and then people remember watching you and kind of, I want to even say, and growing up with you and knowing who you were, and you were, I don't want to say that the humor factor of all of it, but you made us laugh during a trial that was just very difficult to watch.
Yeah, because it's obviously a heinous crime, and it's nothing. I am who I am. I was just that person. But I'm doing different things now with these shows, and Daphne is the PR person here, and this is her saying it, not me saying it. So she says every time we've gone and we're doing this sort of Chicago tour, you seem to leave every place better. Right. And I think that's kind of like, my parents passed away, but that's how I saw my parents. Yeah. Everywhere they went, they made people going, they're good people. So I'm hoping that the Wisconsin roots, the whole thing.
You definitely made lemonade out of a situation that was probably, on a personal level, very difficult for you to be thrust into.
I've said many times that to a lot of ladies, I said, if life gives you lemons, a simple surgery gives you melons. But seriously.
He's not saying that to us.
Girls. No, please. Stephanie,
us.
Are you kidding me?
Not us.
I am telling you, in L.A., actually in Los Angeles, if a girl has an A cup, they can legally park handicap. But seriously, that's L.A. It's so different. Yeah. Is Dave still here?
He's still here.
We're checking out your Facebook page. I'm here, buddy. I'm here.
He's on
Twitter.
You know what? I'm checking out your IMDb page.
Yeah.
And you've been in like 40-some movies.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I just got signed to a film that's going to shoot in Atlanta in November. Okay. If I can do it with my schedule. It's a superhero film. I'm so excited. It's a biggie.
And what's that going to be?
When is it going to be?
Can you tell us
it's
what
the film?
Are you going to be the superhero?
I'm one of them, but it's called War of the Dragon, and it's eight girls that are drop-dead gorgeous, but they all are martial artists, and they become the superheroes during the film.
That's got to be so hard for you. Wow, what a challenging
role. Say?
What a challenging role for you.
WGN, I love you. What kind of show is this?
What's been your favorite role that you've played up until now?
gosh, I do a lot of things as Cato, but I think I have so much fun when I got to work with Zach Galifianakis on Baskets, and I think that show, by the way, I love that show. I did a dear friend of mine is Jerry and David. David, especially David Zucker, who did the Airplanes. They're Milwaukee boys, Airplane and Top Secret and the Naked Gun series of obviously OJ, but I know him because I have a TV show called Sports Haters. He was one of my guests. So I did basketball, which I love.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you do a week of work on something and you see yourself that you got maybe 13 seconds, if that, in a film. And it's just film sets are, you think they're
right.
It's great to do, but it's really just it's hurry up and wait. It's a
it
true
is.
Saying.
Yeah, no kidding.
And
and you still got Slackerware?
Yeah, well, I got Slackerware. The whole thing is I travel Wizard World. Wizard World's sort of my life now because we're going one city. Every week I'm somewhere.
Okay.
So it's traveling. I live in L.A., but it's just traveling so much now. And it's like I said, you've got to come to the Wizard World Comic Con at the Rosemont, at the Stevenson Center?
Stevenson Convention Center. Yeah, it's a great venue.
Oh, I haven't gone inside there. I saw how gigantic it is.
It's huge. It's awesome.
On a left turn, what do you think about OJ being a free man coming up here?
That's a good left turn, and I put my hand off for the signal. I thought it was coming because I became friends with a lot of the detectives. I've done quite a few shows on CNNs, and everybody said if that crime happened in Los Angeles, it never would have even gone to jail.
Right.
So it was Nevada basically saying, this is how you do a trial. So I think that was sort of them saying, karma hit you here, and you got it. So I thought, yeah, he definitely would be paroled. It was no surprise to me.
If he comes to you for advice, because, I mean, you're very successful now in the entertainment industry. If he comes to you for advice about a reality show or whatnot, would you take the call?
No, I wouldn't. There's no reason to. Yeah. And actually, there was a bit of an offer of in the millions for me to do a show, a reality show, where it's a house guest type idea for him. So, I actually said, absolutely no way. Right. What I'd like to do is to be like a Diane Sawyer or like yourself and to do an actual sit-down interview where it's very hard-hitting questions. I'm not there to be his friend.
Right.
To find out everything, asking him questions from the first trial to on. I think that is more compelling, and no holds barred. And
he wouldn't do it. Would he do that?
Oh, I don't know, but it's. I think someone's going to obviously get him. He's going to make a big payday, and I think.
Time. And you got so much going on now. You got Comic Con. You got the show in Atlanta with the 8 beautiful babes.
Oh yeah, it's a film. That film comes up, and they got the Slackerware. Everything is great.
Yeah. What do you like best about Chicago? You love coming back to town.
Chicago is it reminds me so much of Milwaukee. I think that's what I love about it. I like the people of it. I love your voice because you sound like you're from here.
Oh, I do. I don't have an accent, do I?
No. I
got to call my mom.
No. Oh, that's sometimes it's called Cato. This is Milwaukee. You got to love the Brewers. I go, yeah, it's Brewers. Oh, yeah, the Cato's in town there.
Cato's in town.
All right, so people from Chicago go up to Milwaukee. What's the Miller Park aside? What's the first place? What's the restaurant? Where would you send them?
The first place I would go, I would say the Third Ward, and go anywhere to eat in Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee is probably has the finest restaurants, and you have so much ethnicity from German food, Polish foods. And I think Milwaukee is seriously the number one. I know you guys in Chicago, great here. It's the number one place, I think, for every type of fest, from Italian fest to Greek fest to different festivals. And the food is phenomenal.
Can I say it? And this is for you, yes. The Brat Stop.
The broad stuff. What's funny, I don't eat meat, but that's just me. Because right. I'm all L.A. now, baby. I tell my mom, you breastfeed me soy milk, baby. You give me soy or almond milk. I don't care. I don't care what boob it's out of, baby. You give me soy.
Cato Kaelin at the Comic-Con, at the Wizard World Comic-Con, all weekend long. Starts today, goes through Sunday at Stevens Convention Center. Go see him.
Go see me because I actually do pictures for free.
Yeah.
$5,000 for Dave. And but come by and no, it's free. And Kato, we'll do some shots now. Please, picture shots. Okay, I love
thank
Chicago.
You.
Thanks. I'll see you there at the Wizard World Comic Con. Wizard World.
Thank you. That's Cato Kaelin.
Thanks, Cato.
Have a great time in Chicago.